Well, hello guys. Now, here's a picture of a famine that was 10 years ago. And unfortunately, she's Canadian. And she was called back then the Sexy Thief. It's amazing how famines do criminal activity and consider themselves a celebrity. This famine 10 years ago and a gang of other kids about 13 to 17 went around Quebec, an area, and stole from stores. Apparently they stole about £41,000 worth. They were obviously caught, and she was given a 90-day jail sentence, but she only did the sentence at weekends. You see, even back then, femmes were entitled. But of course she says she's turned her life around, because she was noticed 10 years ago by a modelling agency. Yeah, not a very high-class one, I guess. So that's what she's doing now, is modelling and doing hair care and skin care. Well, that's not very unusual, is it, for a femon? So she's posing in front of a camera, half naked or even naked, and talking about hair care and makeup. Wow. It is amazing to me that femons have been given the keys to the city, or to the world. And now they can get into any job very easily, especially if you're a femon. So why aren't we seeing rocket scientists as a femon? Engineers? Brain surgeons? No, they've all become models now, generally with an OnlyFans account. The naughty patriarchy was keeping them down and stopping them being a model. Oh, don't forget, they're all strong and empowered. They don't need no man. So it seems like most femons have shown themselves what they really want to do with their lives, because none of them are forced into this modelling career, or makeup, or hairstyles, or clothing. And it's funny because this femon is average at best. And of course she's got tats. No matter how many advantages femons have over males in society, femons seem to be always choosing the thing they've been selling since the beginning of time. But of course the trouble is, the modelling industry is completely saturated. Years ago there was a models that called supermodels, and that was a very, very few, because they had something a little unique. But all femons today are models, aren't they? Unfortunately there just ain't enough money to go round, and hardly any of them are special. And most of them don't even look natural. Take a look at this one here. Look at the goddamn eyebrows. And this picture has been filtered to death. Hell, even I could look goddamn attractive with that many filters. I mean, guys, aren't you getting sick and tired of it like I am? Femmes selling just one thing. One trick ponies. You're a femme. You can do any job you want. You don't even need qualifications.
Oh, I'll do modelling then. Just sort of stand there in front of the camera.
Okay. You stand over there on that very, very long line of femons. Wait your turn.
Do you want to see my tits?
No, there's plenty of tits to go around here, dear. Oh, just a minute. Are they real?
No.
Oh, never mind then. Stand in the behind that line there. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And thank God somebody made Peroni. Take it easy.